You're listening to SBS News.
The Wallabies face their biggest challenge when Perth stages the opening Bledisloe Rugby Test match against New Zealand on Saturday night. It's the first time a Bledisloe Cup game has been held in the city, and Australia has recalled James O'Connor to its starting lineup for the first time in 6 years. In a break with recent tradition, the upcoming matches against New Zealand come after two recent games against South Africa and Argentina. Bledisloe matches usually kick-start the rugby championship, and Wallabies captain Michael Hooper says having the fixture this way round will help his side.
Look, we've got two games to try out new things. We have been trying to adjust things in years gone by, and your litmus test is, you know, the All Blacks straight up. So, you know, coming here to play New Zealand this week with a few games under the belt, a bit more fitness, a bit more time together is exciting. But you know, they have that as well.
Before the men's match at Perth Stadium, Australia's women's team, the Wallaroos, will do battle with New Zealand. Former captain Liz Patu has been recalled to the side as Australia looks to beat the Black Ferns for the first time. The English Premier League returns over the weekend, and for fans of the most popular domestic league in the world, the long wait for action is over. Most experts are predicting another shootout for the title between last season's champions Manchester City and Champions League winners Liverpool. For the first time, a midwinter break will see the Premier League enjoy a one-week hiatus in February. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says fans should remember the intense physical demands on the players makes the move a positive one.
If you would miss football for 3-4 weeks a year and think, wow, it would be nice if there could be a game, that would not be, we don't die because of that. It's not a week without football. So we have to think, how can we keep players in the best physical situation?
His opposite number at Manchester City, Pep Guardiola, was the happier of the two after winning last weekend's traditional precursor to the season, the Community Shield at Wembley, on a penalty shootout. The Spaniard believes that match against Liverpool will help his side, especially with so many other strong sides hoping to push the top two all the way, including Manchester United.
I think United with Maguire and the other players they bought, and Arsenal as well, and Chelsea and Tottenham, that they won all the preseason. So I think it's good to face them, to see guys that is a team we're going to face all the season, how well prepared have to be until the end, you know, to try to win the titles.
City travels to London to take on West Ham on Saturday evening, while Liverpool welcomes newly promoted Norwich City early on Saturday morning. The race to book a place in the National Rugby League final steps up pace this weekend, with just 6 rounds remaining. While the Melbourne Storm's 6-point lead at the top makes them appear hard to stop winning the minor premiership, it's much tighter further down. Just 8 points separate the next 7 teams on the ladder. The Parramatta Eels are currently in 6th spot, but according to former NRL player and Fox Sports commentator Jamie Soward, the Eels must try to improve their away form. The club has some big-name players to return to the lineup, but Soward believes the Eels need to finish in the top 4 to have a chance of winning the big prize.
Blake Ferguson will definitely add some excitement and energy back into that side, along with Mike Acevo. They get their set started great, but unless you're going to be able to perform on the big stage away from home, you can't see them going past that first week if they don't get a home semi-final.
Parramatta takes on the Newcastle Knights on Saturday. In AFL this weekend, Essendon will look to cement its spot inside the top 8 when the Bombers take on the Western Bulldogs on Saturday night. For much of the week, Essendon star Joe Danaher has been linked with a move to the Sydney Swans. For his part, though, the key forward says the speculation is nothing more than media hype.
I can see how people write the stories like this, and people want to get a bit of clickbait and that sort of thing. And for me, I just can concentrate what I'm doing, and that's sort of getting my body in the best shape as quickly as possible, and hopefully getting out there and performing for the Essendon Football Club.
There's currently a logjam at the top of the ladder, with Geelong, West Coast and Brisbane all together on 56 points. And in cricket, Australia will look to build momentum in the 3-day match against English county side Worcestershire. The final hit-out before Wednesday's second Ashes test at Lord's is due to end in the early hours of Saturday morning. John Baldock, SBS News.